Let's get back to our top story. Hurricane Irma, which has caused major damage throughout the Caribbean. Ricky King describes the scene on the French side of the island of St. Martin.
The country is devastated, worse than what we have ever witnessed before. We had Louis, but it's nothing like Louis. Louis times, we had shacks, but in this time, we have well-constructed structures, roofs gone, house, even concrete house fell down. So you can imagine the impact that we had with that thing.
The latest track still has the storm hitting South Florida this weekend. Jack Seiler is the mayor of Fort Lauderdale, just north of Miami. Mayor, how are you preparing for the storm?
Well, we started preparing about 3-4 days ago when this storm started to surface out in the Atlantic. We started preparing, and this is nothing new to the city of Fort Lauderdale. We've been dealing with storms for, our 100-plus year existence. So, actually, we feel like we're ready. We feel like we're prepared, and more importantly, we feel like because of our early start that we've got all our neighbors and visitors prepared, and that's important.
How many people have already evacuated, or do you know?
Well, from the traffic, from the gas stations, lines, it seems like a fair amount of people are heeding the warnings and moving out of the low-lying areas. But because of our experience with these storms and because of the fact that, we've been through this. We went through this last year with Matthew, that our neighbors and citizens are very good about heeding warnings and about following their, orders. And more importantly, from my standpoint, about making sure they're helping their neighbors. I mean, we've had an amazing outpouring of just good people doing good deeds. And, that goodness shines through sometimes in the darkest moments. And we're seeing it now in preparation for this hurricane.
What are your biggest concerns in a city like Fort Lauderdale, which is low-lying but also has some pretty tall buildings?
You're right. I mean, we have a, downtown urban center that's one of the most successful business centers anywhere. And we've got, obviously, an airport and a seaport, both, very large, very successful.
But right next to the ocean, too, right?
Right next to the ocean. You're correct. But and then you also got to look at all, our tourist destination. We have dozens and dozens of hotels, high-rise hotels. So, yeah, we're an urban area with about 1.8 million people. But my biggest concerns now are storm surge and the wind. Everybody's kind of been focused on what happened in Houston, and it was a tragedy. But we're seeing that Houston was a huge water effect, huge rain effect. We're more concerned about storm surge. If the storm surge comes with a high tide and the storm surge comes with a strong wind out of the east, that's going to push a lot of water in the low-lying areas. That's not necessarily rain. That's the ocean coming up. And so that's a huge concern of ours. And then secondly, the wind factor. We do have tall buildings. We do have a very developed downtown and a very developed barrier island. And the wind is something that we're very sensitive to. So part of the message we've been talking about is check your yard, check your neighbor's yard, check the construction sites and the properties in the city, and make sure we're not leaving any hazardous materials there, any possible projectiles, things of that nature, because, we've got to kind of all keep an eye out to make sure we don't create any hazardous conditions or damage after this storm. And so we've really emphasized that people need to be aware of their surroundings and aware of what their neighbors are doing.
We're already seeing airlines winding down flights at airports in South Florida. Are you worried about people getting stuck in Fort Lauderdale?
No, we're not. I mean, like I said, again, we've started early with this message, and we've been educating people and informing people. So we've seen a lot of people driving out, 995, the Turnpike, I-75. We're seeing a lot of people head north. And as with Florida, you can't go any direction other than head north. So that's kind of a situation that, we're seeing a lot of people head north. But I think that we're in fairly decent shape in terms of travel arrangements. I know the airport's very busy. But right now, we still have 36 to 48 hours where we can, I think, still operate flights. And so I suspect every plane leaving here is full. At the end of the day, there's been plenty of notice with this storm. And, going back, I've been here all my life. And this storm is probably as well publicized and we've kept the public as well informed as any storm before. Part of it is because of how just big and bad and broad this storm is. But we've had plenty of time to educate and inform our neighbors and visitors of the potential impact of this storm.
Are you going to stay in Fort Lauderdale?
Oh, absolutely. I'm actually out here with what I think is the best city staff in the country. We've got our police, fire, public works, public utilities, public information. We're hunkering down at the EOC. I'll be going throughout the city over the next 72 hours, checking out neighborhoods, especially focused on low-lying neighborhoods. The one group that can't leave is government, and our job is public safety. Our job is keeping people safe and secure, whether they're here, and if they depart, we got to keep their property safe and secure. So as mayor of Fort Lauderdale, I'm proud to be working with just some of the top management and staff of any municipality in the country.
That's Jack Seiler, the mayor of Fort Lauderdale. Mayor, thank you and good luck. Let's hope that this storm makes a turn back out to sea. But if it doesn't, best of luck with it.
Thank you very much, and certainly appreciate you all keeping us in the loop and keeping everybody informed as they listen to your show. So thank you so much.